Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
One of those things, couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the...
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with...
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic...
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
The pumps make the yams more yammier.
The whats make the whats more whattier?
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. The Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a beautiful Monday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. Right out of the gate, we will come clean, as we always do. We try to keep it as honest as we possibly can with the listeners out there on the Midday Show. Only one of us cracking the mic right now. There are technical difficulties with the other microphone, which is unfortunate because, well, there's a lot of reasons it's unfortunate. The show's called Andy and Randy, so it sucks to only have one of us. It was Randy's birthday yesterday, so obviously there was a lot to talk about with Randy's birthday celebration yesterday, and to wish him a belated birthday and all that good stuff. But also, for whatever reason, like, we did a great, and I don't think it's anyone's fault. Sometimes you just have technical difficulties, and sometimes this equipment that's been at our houses now for 3 months just has a day, or decides that it's not going to work that day, or has an issue. I've dropped off the air a couple times since we've been doing this, but it had been pretty smooth, like, for the most part, in doing this from home for 3 months. Like, I've felt much better about the quality of broadcast than I thought it was going to sound. Broadcasting from home, never getting to see each other, anything like that. Until the last 2 days. The last 2 days have been not that. If you recall Friday, there was one point of the show where Randy was talking and I was talking. You all could hear both of us, but we couldn't hear each other, which was kind of fun. And I thought maybe we should have just done that for the entire segment, and found out what that sounded like for 10 minutes. Anyway, Randy's at home. They're working on it. They're going to try to get his home studio dialed up, and we'll get him in here in a minute, and have a normal Monday show one way or another. The bottom line is this: there's a lot to talk about. It was a busy weekend. Hopefully everybody enjoyed it. Short holiday week, at least for us. No show Friday, but shows Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And Wendy Adams is back. Wendy Adams back with us today as well. So we'll get to the Wendy Zone coming up at 11:40. And Wendy will be here. We'll find out what her trip was like. Obviously check in on how delicious her dad's brisket was. So tons of normal stuff to get to. But the big news this morning, without question, happens last night. And it was a shocker to me. I figured at some point somebody would sign Cam Newton. It felt like maybe it was going to last all the way until training camp, and it felt like maybe it was going to be a not-so-relevant team. Incorrect. Cam Newton signed last night with the New England Patriots. Now, there is an interesting timeline to him signing and then something else happening to the New England Patriots as well, which we'll get to in just a minute. But, I mean, for all intents and purposes, this is about as interesting as it possibly could get from a Cam Newton perspective, right? Like, Cam misses the majority of last season, gets cut so the Panthers can save $19 million. He's out there in this weird offseason where he can't get with a team and can't work out and can't get a physical. And, you know, because of COVID, he's just in this really unusual situation where I don't think we would have seen Cam Newton on the market nearly as long as we did. Who knows? If it was not an unusual offseason, teams may have drafted differently. If Cam could have worked out for the Chargers and shown the Chargers that he was healthy, maybe the Chargers signed Cam Newton earlier on in the spring and they don't take Justin Herbert out of Oregon. I don't know. What we do know is for $1 million, slightly more than $1 million, the veteran minimum, and a bunch of incentives, if Cam Newton actually does start and actually does produce, which, I mean, if he's healthy, I don't know why you would think that he wouldn't, the Patriots go out and get him. And the reaction has been, I think very like appropriate, but also typical, because anytime the Patriots do anything creative, they get the benefit of the doubt for having success in the past at times doing things creative and having it work. I don't need to run you down the laundry list of players that they've grabbed either off the scrap heap or grabbed for 15 cents on the dollar or whatever. But Bill Belichick has been really creative at doing this throughout his history. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but there's no risk here. Like, it was going to be Jared Stidham and Brian Hoyer competing for the starting quarterback job going into this year. Throw an MVP candidate into the mix, that's a smart move. If Cam Newton is healthy and wins the job, then it's a really smart move. If he's not, then okay, you're back where you were and it didn't cost you very much money. So, I mean, all things considered, it's a very sound move and not surprising from the Patriots. But the reaction to the Cam Newton side of it is what's interesting to me, and how the Patriots influence the way that maybe not you and me and a lot of people here in Atlanta, but the way that the national media looks at things. If Cam Newton would have signed with the Bengals, say, or I don't know, that's probably a bad example because they just had the number one draft pick. But I don't know, pick a team, pick a semi-relevant, middling NFL team, and Cam Newton signs with them. The reaction would be drastically different than him signing with the New England Patriots. It's because of that benefit of the doubt that we just talked about. Like, Bill Belichick doing it and bringing him in immediately for some means that, oh God, now the Patriots revitalized their dynasty. Cam Newton's only 31 years old. He's going to be the new quarterback there for the next decade, and now we've got 30 years of Bill Belichick. Cam Newton viewed through a different lens, like last week when you would talk about Cam Newton, because I don't know that we talked about it that much last week, but every now and then a Cam Newton story would pop up, and we would put Cam Newton in the NFL no huddle, and we would discuss why or why not he's been signed. Or why not he'd been signed. And we would say consistently, at least me and Randy would, if healthy, Cam Newton can still be a productive quarterback in the NFL. The last time he was healthy at the beginning of the 2018 season under Norv Turner was having some of his best statistical performances as a quarterback. His completion percentage was its best. And then he took that terrible shot from TJ Watt, and things haven't been the same since then. But there was a lot of other people saying, oh, Cam's been hit too many times, can't do this, never was an accurate quarterback, not going to be able to be a mobile quarterback later in his career and all these things. And again, I just think that that narrative would have popped up a lot more thoroughly today if Cam Newton would have signed with another team. But he's a Patriot now. The other interesting thing about it is the amount of people, and again, not me, I like Cam. I've always enjoyed Cam. I find him highly entertaining. Even when he was beating everybody back in 2015 to the last couple of years where it's been a struggle, I've just always enjoyed Cam's personality. That's not true of everyone. There's a percentage of the NFL fan base that does not enjoy Cam Newton for one reason or another. Who knows why? But Cam Newton, not the most popular guy in every city. Put him on the least popular team in every city outside of New England. It's going to be a challenging NFL season this year if what some people are predicting actually comes true, which is Cam's healthy, plays, looks good, leads the Patriots back to the playoffs, and he's dancing and smiling and being Cam Newton when Cam Newton wins. That's going to be very challenging for some folks. That's going to not be fun at all for some folks. Okay, Brian Gebhardt letting me know that they're trying to get Randy in a different way, but the opening segment is just going to be me. So lucky you. Just Andy to start the show today. We will get to what's trending coming up in 20 minutes, as we always do. And we'll get to Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal coming up at 10:40 as well with Brian Gebhardt. As for some of the other stuff that went on over the weekend, it's sort of this weird contrast of all these leagues getting ready to go and all these leagues getting ready to come back and testing and seeing some of the positive tests. I know MLS had another round of testing, and their numbers look solid. The percentage of positives that they got was about half the percentage of positives that the NBA got last week when they did their first round of testing, which is great. I think that positive tests are an inevitable byproduct of the protocol that they have. I mean, the more you're testing these guys, the more likely it is that some of them are going to test positive. But I also think that it's going to be a really unique challenge, and I think we're really going to see who's doing what they're supposed to do when they get down to Florida by putting all of these athletes, the MLS guys and the NBA guys, like right in the middle of the state that's having the biggest spike. Like, I still think the NBA is going to go. I still think the MLS is going to go. We're less than 2 weeks away from getting Atlanta United back, which is fantastic. But man, what a challenge. I mean, it was going to be a challenge anyway to get these guys to follow all these protocols and, you know, go to practice, go back to the hotel, just stay with your family, socially distance, keep the Instagram models away in the case of some NBA players, maybe some MLS players, who knows? There's probably some Instagram models that like MLS players. But you also plop them down right in the middle of Florida that's dealing with this thing in a way that, you know, we hoped we wouldn't be dealing with right now. So that adds another layer of complication to this thing and really puts an onus on these guys to take this seriously. I don't doubt that they will. I don't doubt that the players that go down there are going to take it seriously. They know that if they test positive for COVID, that they don't get to play for a couple weeks. And in the NBA, look, in the MLS too, like if you miss a couple weeks in the MLS, that's the first couple games knockout stage. You might not advance. You might be done. In the NBA, I mean, if you're out and you miss playoffs, then your team may lose. Your chances of getting to a conference finals or a championship game are compromised by you not following the rules. So hopefully these guys could do it, because going down to Florida right now is tough. I read that Florida this weekend is planning to close some of their beaches again. Holiday weekend, 4th of July weekend, a couple months removed from opening back up. Sounds like Florida's going to have to close some things down again. Anyway, we'll get to everything else that's trending when we come back, including, what was it? Yeah, including what Rick Bucher's talking about here.
I think has filled the NBA with quiet confidence that they're going to be able to keep their arms around this.
We'll see exactly what he means by that, but quiet confidence is confidence, I guess. What's trending coming up next? Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. With over 200 fully stocked trucks ready to help, Reliable Heating and Air offers next day installation, or we pay a $500 installation guarantee. Call for details.
We definitely in full support of the decision. That decision was made by our forward-thinking president. He's mostly concerned. His chief concern is the safety of our scholar-athletes first, and also, as mentioned in the, you know, in the statement, the greater community as well. So, with that being said, you know, I think it was an outstanding decision. I think it speaks to the fact that, you know, we definitely care. We have immense concern for our students, and I think it should be a platform for others in collegiate athletics, really in sports, period, to really take a close look at. So I'm happy with the decision.
So that's the voice of Morehouse head football coach Rich Freeman talking about the decision their school made to cancel football and all fall sports this fall. But football is the sport that he coaches, and speaking on it, and says he thinks it's not only a good thing for them, but something other people should look at. And I believe we have Randy McMichael with us as well.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Randy.
Hello. Oh, hey, man, what's going on, brother? First of all, sorry, y'all. You had some technical difficulties at the house. I think I got it figured out, but trust me that I'm doing the best I can to get this thing working. But right now, you know, thank God we have a backup plan and everything. But, hey, man, when I listen to him talk, man, he seems like he's so down about it because you look at the fact that the kids are not going to have – some of them are not going to have the last year of college football or whatever fall sports these young men play. And, you know, I look at it as he's saying that – you know, it might be a possibility that more of this happens as far as, and not just, you know, Morehouse, maybe some bigger schools, Andy, when we look at the landscape of where everything is right now.
Yeah. And I mean, we said this last week and it holds true. If individual player health is the most important thing, then not playing is probably the right decision. Now, I think that there's a lot of other factors at play, not just for Morehouse, but for these other schools where, football is the big revenue generator, and that means we're talking about money, which means we're putting money in front of health, which is complicated, especially when the players don't get paid. But I also think, by and large, players want to play. I think especially if it's your final season, like you said, Randy, and your last chance more than likely to play college football anymore. So, or to play football organized anymore. Not a lot of guys are going on past certainly from Morehouse, but from any college, going on to play after college is over. But there's a lot of other things that are being taken into account here beyond just the safety of the individual. And, I mean, I think as long as you're doing everything you can, I think that that's okay. But that is tough, though. Like, if you agree that that's true, if you agree that it's true that if player safety was the most important thing, they wouldn't play, then it does make it hard to argue for playing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. And sometimes, you know, as long as we've been in this quarantine or whatever, it's like we, the fans, want the sports back. Do we really consider what the players that actually are going to be out there, what they want? I mean, I think we're at a point now where it's just, you know, we look at the numbers and we're like, okay, they're just numbers. Okay, they're testing more people, so we're going to expect more positive tests. But do we really know what these players want? Because they're the ones putting themselves at risk, Andy. And the one thing that we always know about athletes, sometimes – other people have to rescue them from themselves, man, because we have that, you know, I'm stronger than you type mentality, man, because you got to have it to be an athlete sometimes. And I mean, it's going to get tricky, Andy. And the closer we get to sports, it seems like, damn it, it might be a hiccup here. Damn it, it might be a hiccup here. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, to bring it back, to bring any of these leagues back is incredibly complicated. So,
yeah.
I mean, and you're right. The closer we get to it, the more obvious those complications become and the more conversations we're having like this. I mean, you know, I heard you told – I didn't hear him say it, but you told me that you heard Buster Olney say this morning on ESPN that he's what, 5% confident that baseball starts and 0% confident that the season finishes?
Yes. That is – I mean, I'm damn, Buster.
Damn.
Damn, Buster.
That's,
I mean, he's one of the biggest advocates for baseball. And you hear him say that, man, you're like, damn, was Buster drinking? I mean, seriously, Bonk, like, damn, was he? I mean, that was just like a gut punch. Like, if it came from somebody regular, but to come from him, and he's as plugged into baseball as anybody in our country. And for him to come out and say it like that, that's all you can say is like, damn, Buster.
We're going to have Sam Crenshaw on the show at 11:20, checking in with loved ones, as we've been doing throughout the work from home quarantine, all that. Haven't talked to Sam Crenshaw in a good long time. He's the one that interviewed Rich Freeman from Morehouse on Saturday here on 92.9 The Game. So we'll talk to Sam about that decision. We'll talk to Sam about a lot of the decisions that the high school sports are going to have to make. Sam's as dialed in as anybody is on high school sports. Also super dialed in on NASCAR. So get Sam's thoughts on what's gone on the last couple weeks in NASCAR. So Sam Crenshaw going to join us at 11:20. 10 minutes from Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal with Brian Gebhardt. Let's continue on what's trending.
He makes good decisions. He can run. He's strong. He's hard to tackle. He can do a lot of different things, beach in a lot of different ways. We saw that in the game down there in 13. I would put him at the top of the list. Not saying the other guys aren't a problem, because they are. But he'd be public enemy number one.
Yeah, that's Bill Belichick from 2017 saying nice things about Cam Newton. Cam Newton 2-0 in his career, by the way, against the Patriots. And now Cam Newton's the head, or maybe a starting quarterback, but a quarterback on the roster of Bill Belichick in probably the biggest news of the weekend. Pretty exciting stuff. I know I opened the show talking about that, Randy. Obviously interested to hear what you think of Cam Newton headed to New England.
Well, it was always a destination, I think, that a lot of people thought at the beginning of free agency that that'd be a good fit, especially when Tom Brady left. And I look at it as it's a great fit for Cam, for him to get a chance to prove himself. He is the best quarterback in that room, so it's no doubt that he'll be the starting quarterback eventually in New England. And he vaults him, I think, back into the top of the AFC East. I mean, I like the Buffalo. I just don't believe in Josh Allen. But you look at how they're going to run this offense. It's going to be and they don't have any proven tight ends, really. It's going to be a tight end inside the numbers like it's always been, but they're going to use more running backs. They're going to use more things. They're going to be a predominantly run football team, I think, when you look at Sony Michel and some of the other running backs that they have with Cam. Mm-hmm. Cam shoots the throwing the ball down the field. That's what his MO has been, and New England does not do that. So, but the one thing that I know from personal experience, New England knows how to change its spots. They do. They can figure out ways to use Cam. I think it's a great situation for him. And, you know, it's exciting for the NFL because Cam is one of the most exciting players in the National Football League. And for him to have a job, I think it's really good for the league. And it's definitely good for Cam because you're talking about a motivated, PO'd former MVP. You know, I don't know if he's going to be that former MVP player, but I know he was playing well until he got hit against Pittsburgh that Sunday or Thursday night game or whatever it was. I know that he was playing the best he's played. They were 6-2. He was like completing like 65% of his passes. They were doing everything they had to make to help him succeed. And, you know, he just hasn't been the same since. So we'll see how they use him. I doubt he'll be running a whole lot of quarterback powers like he used to run in Carolina. I doubt that.
Can you imagine what his winter coat game is going to be like in Foxborough? He's going to have furs from places and animals you've never heard of. He's going to have the most luxurious fur coats you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, come on, man. And that's going to be the interesting thing because, Tom Brady was bigger than life. But Tom Brady, you know, he was still like he blended in with the team concept of what New England brings. Cam is an alpha dog, and Cam lets you know that I'm the alpha dog. So it's going to be that relationship right there is going to be kind of funny because we know that Bill talked to Tom any kind of way in front of the team and all those things because he's like, the first person that's going to get criticized is the quarterback. Do you know like how Cam might take that if Bill comes after him like that?
I don't know. It'll be very interesting to see, like all of it. Josh McDaniels' offense and Cam Newton, interesting. The Patriot way and Cam Newton, interesting. Yeah. The way that Belichick coaches everybody. And I mean, it's all so different and unique. It's going to be fun to watch. I don't know. Maybe I'm a benefit of the doubt guy, but I think it's going to work too. As long as Cam's healthy, which no reason to think that he isn't, I think it's going to work out. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to big deal, small deal, no deal with Brian Gebhardt. Didn't get into any NBA stuff there. We'll get into some NBA coming up next, as well as the 10-year anniversary of the decision. Crazy. It's been 10 years since LeBron did that on TV. We'll get into that coming up next to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday. Hopefully everybody had a great weekend. Thanks for being with us. 20 minutes away from an NFL in the huddle. What was that?
What was what?
I don't know. It could have been anything. I thought I... Never mind.
So,
hey, Randy. All right. How are you, man?
Hey, buddy. I'm good, man. I'm good.
How was your birthday?
Oh, it was excellent, man. Mama and them came over, and, you know, Mama cooked enough chicken to feed the army, and we had macaroni and cheese that, you know, Aunt Pam makes it. Everybody just went through. I mean, you know, we cooked some burgers, some dogs, I had a few friends over, cousins. I mean, it was just a fun time yesterday, Andy, just to sit out and laugh and, you know, and you know, drank a whole lot of hot liquor and cold beer. So that's what yesterday was like. So
was
waking up this morning,
out.
But it was good. But the thing about it was, like, we were done cleaning up and in the bed by like 10:30. That never happens.
I believe it. It was so hot yesterday. I bet you're exhausted.
We went upstairs. Both of us went upstairs and just passed out. Yeah. Just like boom. And next thing I know, I woke up. It was 5:45. That's the first time I woke up. It was 5:45. Like, oh yeah. But it was good, though, man. Thank you for asking. I appreciate all the listeners who reached out and everything. I do appreciate y'all. And that damn windy, because I thought I was going to make it through the day. Because, you know what I don't say? I don't say nothing about my birthday.
I know you don't.
And I'll be dog. Here go windy with that video. And I was like, oh, well, here it goes.
But such a good video.
It is, man. And you know how much I appreciate it. We love her some windy. Glad she's back. But, yeah, it was overall, it was a good time, man.
Wendy is back from vacation. Will be with us in an hour for the Wendy Zone. 20 minutes away from the NFL No Huddle. Sam Crenshaw going to stop by at 11:20 as we check in with our loved ones. Let's get to Brian and Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal.
And now, 92.9 The Game presents Big Deal, Small Deal, or No Deal with Brian Gebhardt on the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Brought to you by the Yams Committee and all of its members. Hey, Brian, I hope you had a great weekend as well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Did have a good weekend. Played some golf yesterday, and it was super hot. It was that, drenched in sweat by hole two.
Georgia hot.
But one thing we didn't get to in What's Trending that we teased, Rick Bucher clip, a senior NBA writer for Bleacher Report. He said the following about the NBA containing COVID-19 cases.
The 16 out of 302 when they didn't have them in a controlled environment, I think has filled the NBA with quiet confidence that they're going to be able to keep their arms around this.
Okay, because that's kind of the question we were asking on that's a big deal, by the way, that the NBA feels confident about it. Because we were asking that question on Friday about, is 16 a good number? Is it a bad number? Does it worry them? Do they like it? How do they feel? Rick Bucher says that because it was guys coming from a non-controlled environment, 16 is a number they feel good about. Now that everybody's there and it's more controlled, ideally, and they're able to keep their arms around them, like he says, then the number should go down. And hopefully it does, because, you know, now that they're down there and the wheels are in motion to get the season back, like it would take a really bad number a couple times in a row, probably, or something else. I guess a governing body telling you that you have to shut it down. But now that they've started this thing up, they're playing. You know, they're in the process of playing. They're going to play.
Yeah, man. It's like there's no backtracking now, man. And the plan is in place. And we're just going to have to see how it goes, Bonk, because these guys have not been around each other in a long time. I mean, we have fun with the Laker thing. They practice it at somebody's house and all that. But, yeah, I mean, this is going to be the issue. And I think the biggest issue is the people that don't have to be quarantined, the workers who get to come and go as they please. I think that's going to be another thing. But, we were talking about it Friday, and we were like, 16, is that good or bad? You know, we were like, is that good? I think it's good. I mean, it's not good that anybody's positive, but as far as the numbers, and you look at the numbers of people that were infected, 16 out of, 302?
Right.
It's not that bad, right?
No. It's about 5%. It's about 5%. So, and again, hopefully that number goes down. MLS number from their second round of testing was right around 2.5, so about half of what the NBA had, which is good, and hopefully it continues to go down. Now, here's the thing. Like, there's a debate about the amount of testing outside of leagues, and maybe that's why the numbers are spiking, but then also the death rate is lower because of the number of tests, all that. Like, and that's all fine and good, and you can debate the severity and seriousness of COVID till your face is blue if you want to. The league is going to hold players out if they test positive.
Yeah,
that's it. That's a fact. That's a bottom line fact. So if guys are getting infected and COVID is getting into these leagues, that's what's going to lead to these leagues not playing. If guys do what they're supposed to do and they don't get it, then basketball, baseball, soccer, eventually the NFL, we're going to get all this stuff. And that's great. I mean, it's going to be really great to have sports back. We're 12 days away from Atlanta United.
Yeah,
really,
man.
It's going to be cool to have Jason Longshore on the show on Wednesdays and talk about stuff that Barco did on the field and not labor negotiation. And we've gotten pretty well-versed in labor negotiation the last couple of months, but this is sports radio, so soon we'll be talking about sports.
I can't wait, man. I'm so excited. And, you know, they had, I mean, MLS had, 2% of the players? So, I mean, let's just hope it stays that way, Bonk, because if somebody gets sick, they're going to have to miss some time. And it's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Brian, I think Randy's gone again. He'll be in and out. It's his birthday, day after his birthday. It's fine.
Hello?
Oh, Randy's back now. There you are. Sorry. Oh, yeah. It was just a mild teleportation. Brian, do you have any more big deal, small deal, no deal questions?
Yeah, big deal, small deal, no deal. Rapidly coming up on the 10-year anniversary of this moment.
The answer to the question everybody wants to know. LeBron, what's your decision?
In this fall, man, this is very tough. In this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
Miami Heat. That was the conclusion you woke up with this morning.
That was the conclusion I woke up with this morning.
That's a small deal. No, I'm joking. It's a big deal. It was a big damn deal when he did it. I still don't understand why he did it.
But
it was a crazy day. I remember sitting there and like, okay, because I knew he was going to come to Miami. I didn't think you don't have that and say you're going back to Cleveland. I knew he wasn't going to Chicago because of Mike. So it's only really the only, you know, logical place was Miami.
Like you knew he was going to Miami because you had it like on someone who knew told you,
no,
or you just
no,
knew because
no,
you
no,
felt
no.
good about it?
I just felt it. I didn't know nobody. Okay. Yeah, I just felt it. I was like, I think Miami, because, you know, I'm a Heat fan. I was like, sure. I know D-Wade ain't leaving Miami.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess he ended up going to Cleveland.
But you know, when nobody was wanting him.
Different circumstances, yeah. I didn't think he was going on TV to say he was leaving Cleveland. I really didn't. I didn't think he'd be so cold-blooded. Man, that was cold-blooded. I wonder if he regrets it. I know he's talked about it a little bit, but like in his heart of hearts, I wonder if he regrets that moment. Anyway, his career's been pretty fantastic, and it was a good decision to go there. They went to the finals 4 years in a row. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle. How about the other side of the Patriots news yesterday? Yeah, they signed Cam Newton. They also got fined $1 million for cheating again. Again.
Yeah,
for cheating and lost a draft pick. They're cheaters. We're going to talk about them at the start of the NFL No Huddle. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.